The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Dear listeners, this information was recently sent to me by Chris Kincaid, president of the National Committee Against the United Nations Takeover. Concisely, I have no use whatsoever for the UN, who, since its inception, never performed for the world's benefit. It has been subsidized almost entirely by the generous U.S. for the past 60 years, and now our president, no surprise, is using the UN to promote his contrary hope and change ideas. Many Americans are wondering how President Barack Hussein Obama will push his radical agenda now that the House of Representatives is controlled by conservatives. And now we know. Obama has informed the Senate, which is still controlled by liberals, that there are 17 treaties that he wants ratified. What kind of a leader wants to create treaties which clearly weaken and will hurt his own country? If these treaties are ratified by the Senate, number one, foreign law will replace the U.S. Constitution. Number two, the United Nations will have the power to impose global taxes on the American people. Three, the United Nations will take control of oil resources off the American coast. And four, the United Nations bureaucrats and international lawyers will even have the authority to tell the U.S. Navy where it is allowed to go. Barack Obama supports these anti-American international treaties that threaten our sovereignty, our constitution, and even our way of life. And the liberal Senate could help Barack Obama ram through this leftist foreign policy agenda with these treaties. A UN global tax treaty, a UN treaty to overturn America's Second Amendment, which is your right to bear arms, and other UN treaties would replace the US Constitution with UN foreign law. Do you approve of Barack Obama's pro-United Nations treaty agenda? Hopefully, none of these treaties will be voted in. We the people must not allow Obama's second term, or our nation as we know it will be destroyed. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.